you recall, down by the creek where the little bridge went over on Douglas Road, a couple of trees, a poplar and a maple.
Oh, a beautiful maple. Right. I do. Mm-hmm.
I understand they were more or less landmarks in the area.
They were. Yes, that's right. In fact, that maple, remember I told you about the Indians camping? That's the tree they used to camp under when they came cranberry picking. And of course, if it rained, it was no good. So then they'd bring them up, put them in the kid. But that's the same maple. Right.
I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the other people in the area. Henry Welsh, the old fellow who owned the property that the Sprotts built their matchbox on. We've been trying to find out something about him.
Well, now, I'm not... that could quite possibly be, because it adjoined. There's Burroughs Street goes between it now, but maybe before Burroughs Street was put in, those two properties were connected, I think. But Welsh himself lived in a small, I believe it was a log cottage, down about halfway down the field, halfway down to the lake. Not half, a big wide field, and he had sheds and things built there. And I know he had an orchard. I don't suppose it was poor quality apples and things. And when we'd come home from school, we could all run down there, and he'd let us into his apple house, and we could get. But they were so hard, you know, they were like nails. We used to get these apples. He was quite an old fella then, quite old, but not doing anything. You never saw him doing anything, really, just chopping his bit of wood and that. But I wouldn't know. But I know that he did sell the other the block between, from Burroughs up the hill, it would be up to this street, I forget what it's called now.
Nursery Street?
No, I'm using the wrong word, not Burroughs. Nursery Street, that's the one I'm speaking of. No, Burroughs comes up this way. No, it nearly connects, but not quite there. No, Nursery, that's right, that's what I'm meaning. From Nursery up, Nursery was a dividing street. But, because that block, from Nursery on up, it's called Travers, right up half, nearly to the top of the hill, was bought by Hart Company, including my uncle, and this was in the good old boom days, and they set up a nursery for some special hedge that they had, some hedge that they were going to grow that you didn't need barbed fences anymore. This was supposed to be it failed, it didn't work out there. I don't know what happened. It went, well, of course, ran into the 1912 Depression, you see, and it went down the drain. But they got that whole block.
Could you tell me something about Mr. Hazard?
Well, a little bit, yes. Mr. Hazard was a very fine, quiet, reserved, old-time gentleman. I remember him with a beard, and he lived in this house here, yes, and he kept very much to himself, but he used to, the way I remember him, when he came out from town, he would bring all the mail. We didn't have a postal service then, and he would deliver the mail all around to us, to Spots and ourselves and everybody. He was a very fine, good neighbor that way, Hazard with the mail, you see. But he was quite, I don't ever remember going to any, no, ever going to any parties in his house or anything like that. He kept very much to himself. But he was quite a fine, I think he was quite well educated. I know he and Dad used to discuss books, play chess, and that sort of thing. So he was, yeah.
I understand that the Burnaby Lake area attracted quite a few remittance men. I wonder if Arthur Hazard would be one of those.
No, I doubt it. No. Now, I can't think of any real bachelors around. Well, they might have been. They might have been getting funds. Oh, you know, from your country. But I don't know of any real, well, what I term a hermit's man is a bit of a loafer who doesn't, a little bit of a dandy who won't do anything. And we didn't have any of those, really. They all, now there was Richardson and Ramsey and all four fathers, and they all, but they all worked. I don't think we had any real loafers. I can't think of any. Let me think if I can. No, not in the early days, though. No.